Families of the victims of September 11th, 2001 will get their first look at the National September 11th Memorial Museum on Thursday. But members of the media were given a preview of the museum today. WNYC's Stephen Nesson was there this afternoon and joins us. Stephen, all these years later, much controversy, funding problems, anguish, and this moment for this museum has finally come. What was it like?
It was something to behold, Amy. Quite impressive. Let me describe it for you. After you enter this trapezoidal glass pavilion that you've seen going up, it's next to the memorial pools, you head down the stairs towards the bedrock of Lower Manhattan. The museum is full of these symbolic artifacts from 9/11. The first one you see as you go down the stairs are these two tridents, steel beams, you know, that supported the outside of the Twin Towers. They're standing like sentries or guards to the museum. Once you get to the bottom of the stairs, you're confronted with this massive slab of granite. It's got the name of the memorial in black. And as you kind of wind your way down a darkened hallway, you hear the voices of people almost talking over each other, remembering where they were on 9/11.
World Trade Center just got hit by a plane.
Somebody just flew a plane into the World Trade Center.
I quickly went online.
I got a very, very frantic phone call from my mother, basically screaming.
My father called me up saying, turn your TV on now.
Their words are actually projected on columns that fade in and out, including 28 different languages from 48 countries.
Wow, so really bringing you back into that moment, that shock, that confusion. You're describing this descent down. I understand the museum is quite deep, seven stories underground. It goes down to bedrock, as you mentioned. There's a long winding ramp from the images I've seen online that takes you there. Why not just an elevator down?
The architects say the ramp that goes to the bedrock to the foundation of the original towers is actually one of the defining features of the museum. Carl Krebs, he's the design architect for the museum, he says they came up with the idea early in the process. This is when they realized how important the time it took to descend from the street to the lower level was. He says it gave them time to prepare mentally for what they were doing, which was removing debris and human remains. And they wanted to recreate that experience in a way.
Well, we wanted the visitor to have the time to slowly move into the site, collect their thoughts, their own memories, experience the authenticity of the site, and in many ways, the way visitors to the site before it was built stood on the perimeter of the Trade Center looking in.
And it's quite breathtaking. There's this slurry wall on one side. The slurry wall, you may remember, although it cracked, it held the Hudson River from flooding the subways on 9/11. That also was a symbol, it became a symbol of resiliency and was always meant to be prominently featured in the original 9/11 memorial designed by Daniel Libeskind.
It is a museum, but let's remember it's also a memorial for the 2,983 people killed on 9/11 and those killed in the 1993 terror attacks, the bombing. Stephen, you like me, have been covering the debate over storing 8,000 packets of human remains moved just last weekend from the New York City Medical Examiner's office. It's behind a wall. There was this concern that this was going to be a tourist attraction centered around a mausoleum. You're not a victim's family member, so you don't have that perspective. But being there, how did that feel? How did it feel like that or something else? How did the designers navigate this?
They always say it's a balance. It's always about getting a balance between remembering the day, explaining the origins and the roots of 9/11, and also honoring those who died. And it's a tricky balance. I find the museum goes in and out. You go through one room and it's overwhelming when you hear these voices of people who lost loved ones. And then you pivot and there's pieces of artifacts from that day, metro tickets, a watch, a flashlight. On their own, they don't really hold much meaning, but put in this context, suddenly, you know, this is someone's life, this is someone's story. So everyone keeps talking about the stories that really bring you back to that time and you really empathize. And there's a lot of feeling there, a lot of heart.
And you did get an opportunity to talk to someone who lost a loved one.
Sure. There was one person at the museum today, Anthony Gardner. His brother, Harvey Joseph Gardner III, was killed in the North Tower on the 83rd floor. He was 35 years old at the time, and Like many others, his remains have not been recovered. His brother did not want to talk about that. But Gardner was one of the family members involved with the design. But even so, he said seeing the museum completed today was surreal.
It's going to have a tremendous impact, I think, on the generations that follow us, that they have this resource to encounter real artifacts from September 11th, to stand within the actual footprints of the towers and be able to connect to the people who died and connect to the experience of, you know, those of us who lived through 9/11, what we endured and how we responded.
Gardner and other victims' family members will be allowed to visit the museum over the course of the next 6 days, which is a dedication period. The museum is going to be open 24/7 for them, for Lower Manhattan residents, for first responders. Tell me when the general public can visit.
Well, there's this week-long dedication period, like you said. Opening ceremonies start tomorrow. President Obama will be there. After that, starting next Wednesday, it'll be open to the public. They tell me there's time ticketing. The museum expects visitors will spend about an hour or two there. Tickets are $24, but are free for families of victims as well as 9/11 rescue and recovery workers. And they tell me they expect about 2.5 million visitors a year.
And where can you get tickets? Is it available online? Do you know?
I believe you can reserve them online.
Okay. WNYC's Stephen Nesson seeing today the National 9/11 Memorial Museum. Thank you so much, Stephen.
Thank you, Amy.
This is WNYC.